had, for example, Chanchovia Circuito in our shelves many times, and they are some of our favorites. Are they part of your kind of generation of electro folk music?
Yes, and Chanchovia Circuito is, well, Pedro is the name of Chancha, really. And he's a friend of mine, and I used to make music, more folkloric music than electronic. And when I realized I wanted to do all the work by myself, I started to study to be a producer, and I started workshops with Pedro, with Chanchovia Circuito, and he was my guide and my teacher, and I learned a lot of things from him, and mostly the technical things, how to use the programs and how to record and make your live sets and all these things, but also something about emotions and how to put your emotions in what you do and to make people feel them. And I think I learned a lot from him in this way.
What are the emotions that you want your listeners or audience be in touch with? What are the emotions you want to ignite in them?
Mostly to recognize yourself and to respect yourself or ourselves. But mostly this, to pay attention to who we are. And I think that this can make a huge change in the world. Sometimes I'm catched by a mystical spirit and think that I have that this is a kind of mission for me to try to make people see who they really want to be and to encourage them to make it, to make what they believe they want. And if they don't know, keep doing what they really feel. And I think in a moment you have like a fire in your head or in your heart that tells you what you have to do. And I think this is not something stupid. I think this can change the world. If everybody would do what they really want, people would be happier and there would be less violence and less horrible things that happen everywhere. Because, you know, when you know someone killed someone else and or raped someone else, then people start to say, well, but the assassin was a guy who suffered a lot during his childhood. Or rapers, they say that they were raped when they were kids. And this is a whole chain, I think. If there's not people who do what they like, they have a violence that goes from one generation to another, and I think that if people would really do what they want and would really be who they want to be, everything will change.
Violence against women in Argentina is a big topic these days, these last years, isn't it?
Yes, of course, of course. Basically this. I think we are like, we have a friend here who makes digital music too, who is called El Remolón. Well, he has a song who is called Los Guerreros del Amor, the Love Warriors. There is a generation of music, of musicians and artists that are trying to send this message.
Me partís con tu brazo.
I think I have a mission, a kind of mission of making public all these feelings. And I started to realize that there are a lot of people around the world, artists, that are doing the same thing that I do, that they are trying to say that if we are happy, there would be less violence, and less violence against nature too, because when you are fine, you don't need so many things. I mean, when you are happy with what you have and with what you do, you don't need to damage anything or to the other one. And so I started to meet people who think this in the same way that I do, and who do things, similar things, like, I don't know, Nicola Cruz in Ecuador, Pedro from Chancha Vía Circuito, El Remolón, who was saying about Los Guerreros del Amor. And I think we are like a new army of... If I say an army of love, it would be like a bit stupid, the name. But
it's a very good name. It's
what?
A very good name.
Yes, but it's like a stupid romantic film name, I think.
Why not?
But there is like something growing under the earth, like some roots that are going all around the world, of something that is going to change, and I'm sure of that. But we have to show it to people.
In this album, what's the heart of this new work, the whole work that you are going to release very soon?
Basically, last year I had cancer, a very strange cancer, and well, I've been really bad in chemo, mm-hmm. and but I'm okay now. Mm-hmm. But no, doctors didn't know if I was going to work it out. But I was sure that it would work. And I started to pay attention. It was in some way that my body stopped me. And it said like, okay, this is not the way. You have to do something else. You have to try other things. So I stopped. My body stopped me. And because I was in a rush, you know, all the time I was going to play my music, you know, somewhere, and coming here home and work in my studio. And I used to maybe drink a lot of alcohol and smoke and not eating well and sleeping not enough. And so my body stopped me and it said, okay, no, you have to change it all. And so in that moment, I was just looking at everything and opening all my senses to, and trying to be more sensitive of what I wanted to do. So that helped me a lot. I think that sometimes the things that happen to you are not bad. I mean, I'm very thankful of that cancer because it made me stop and see and balance. I realized that everybody says, for example, you're a fighter because you won the war to the illness, and that's not like this. You're not a fighter. You're just walking through the things that happen to you in your life. Some people lose their child in the war. Some women are raped. Some people have cancer. Some people have problems with their families. And we all have our problems, but you have, and for a person who, I don't know, who was raped or who has domestic violence, no one tells this person, oh, you're a fighter. But if you have cancer, you are a fighter. And I think that's not okay, because we all have like the obstacles in mm-hmm. our lives, and that is not making you a fighter. Because when you say there's a fight, there is a good and there's a bad. Like two sides. we don't have two sides. It's only oneself. It's like two pieces of the same person. The sick part and the healthy part. And you have to try to get a balance. But I don't think this is a war.
Ponerme los puntos, trepando las paredes de barro y caireles, se mezcla el todo en perfecto lodo.
I want to really give you my compliments for your amazing work and to sharing with us your own struggles, your own also victories, and also as anybody else, we can thrive. We go through different stages in our lives, through obstacles, through things that happen to us. And in any case, some are really strong things to be able to survive them and to thrive through them and to be with all this joy of life that you are sharing with us through your music. So in any case, I want you to give you my compliments for your work, for being there, and especially to thank you for sharing with us your personal story and what inspires all this work, which makes it very, very meaningful for us.
Well, I want to thank you for giving me the space to share it with you.
No, it was it's my pleasure. So thank you so much, Dad Garcia from Buenos Aires, in this interview with KUNM, your host Cristina Bachin today. And thank you so much, Dad, for bringing us this job for our listeners.
Okay, thank you very much.
Muchas gracias, Dad, por compartir tu mensaje y tu trabajo con nuestros radio oyentes y especialmente tu historia que representa un trabajo muy, aquí se lo dice, con mucho empoderamiento, poder de empoderar a las mujeres. Muchas gracias por este trabajo, Dat García.
Totalmente, el empoderamiento de la mujer es el que va a hacer que todo funcione, como siempre.
Sí, aquí también se necesita mucho. Muchas gracias, Dad.
Muchas gracias a vos.